Hi, this is Anthony, aka GenoBoost from GameMusicForAll.com and BettersVersusNumbers.net. Welcome to the third episode of This Week in VGM for the week ending February 7th, 2010. The basis of this podcast is to provide a short but informative recap of goings-on in the video game music community. All links and info to discussion topics on the show will be available in the show notes. If you would like to get in touch with news, questions, or to perhaps be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. This week we will be hearing new music from The Plasmas, Multipharos, and Matthias Hagstrom Yurt. Coming off of the pair of glitch-inspired releases from the Poznet label, Greece-based Performers Video Game Orchestra has released a new album through TDS, or Treble Death System. The album, WERK, is 9 tracks of futuristic crunches, chirps, and clanks, including one track that features Int 80 of Dual Core representing his trademark rap skills. On the opposite side of the globe, we hear from The Plasmas, a VG metal group out of Chile. The Plasmas has released his largest effort to date, the 2-disc 48-track Beware the Invasion album. Today we are hearing a track from that album. This is a heavy metal rendition of the battle music from Pokemon Red and Blue, entitled A Wild Pokemon Appears. Hope you enjoyed that track. I myself can't get enough of those double drum pedals. Still on the topic of new releases, we also have a collection of video game remixes gathered by the people behind Console Alliance and including some classic tracks from Overclocked Remix. The folks over at OC Remix are whittling down the days until they reach their 2000th remix after over 10 years of bringing free music to the gaming community. As of the time of this podcast, they are currently sitting at remix number 1984 with a Secret of Mana remix called Step Off My Flower Bed by Nace. Speaking of OC Remix, one of the more well-known musicians and composers from that community has recently released a new album full of purely original tracks entitled We Express Ourselves with T-Shirts. Matthias Hagstrom Yurt, better known by his OC Remix alias of Another Soundscape, has remixed the likes of Breath of Fire 4, several Final Fantasy games, and even Cheetah Men 2, not to mention creating music for games such as XBLA titles The Perfect Match, and the OC Remix produced music to Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. Today we present a song of his from the We Express Ourselves with T-Shirts album. This is the second track, and it's called The Person You Love Forgot This T-Shirt. Welcome back. Not all is Simply album releases this week. Recently, the lineup was revealed for PAX East, or Penny Arcade Expo East. This is the first year that Penny Arcade has taken their convention to the East Coast, specifically Boston, Massachusetts. The lineup of musicians remains part of the course, though, with a lineup of acts composed of most of the artists who performed at PAX proper last year in Seattle, Washington. Those artists include chiptune rock band Onomatoguchi, geek rocker Jonathan Colton, nerdcore genre founder MC Frontalot, as well as the band I am most personally excited to see perform, video game rockers extraordinaire, the band Metroid Metal. Also performing their Mega Man-inspired group Proto Man, as well as the student-run The Video Game Orchestra, not to be confused with the Greek band of the same name I mentioned earlier. The official PAX East performances are sure to be varied and exciting. Just as exciting, though, is that this will mark the first PAX event to showcase Jam Space, which you may know from MAGFest and various other East Coast conventions. For those that did not hear my spiel about it in the very first podcast, Jam Space is just that. A huge room full of artists and instruments just waiting to be wailed on in the name of video game music. If you are attending PAX East, you can be sure that there will be a constant stream of impromptu VG-inspired musician supergroups, band performances, chiptune dance-offs, and many more surprises. I recommend any attendee give the Jam Space room a good bit of your time, and maybe even some of your own musical chops. That brings a close to this episode. Once again, if you would like to get in touch with me with news, questions, or to perhaps be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. Background music you heard today was Video Game Orchestra with It's My Right, Zircon with Super Mario World, Monstrous Turtles, and Alfonso with 1-1. Our final track is from Multifaros and his stellar new release, Dreams, from Calm Down Kidder Records. You can see my review on this new release over at Game Music for All. This track is entitled Amateur. Thank you for listening.
That's okay.